the scientist who taught us to listen to our hearts. When Dr. Paul Lehrer published his autobiographical review My Life in HRV Biofeedback Research, he gave us far more than a scientific memoir. He offered a masterclass in humility, collaboration, and the relentless pursuit of understanding how the body heals itself. This giant in the field of heart rate variability biofeedback has spent decades unraveling one of medicine's most elegant mysteries: how the rhythm of our breathing can transform the health of our hearts, minds, and bodies. Dr. Lehrer's story begins with a puzzle that many clinicians face on a daily basis. How could stress trigger asthma attacks when stress should theoretically open the airways? This simple question launched a career that would revolutionize our understanding of the autonomic nervous system and give practitioners worldwide a powerful tool for healing. What makes Lehrer's journey particularly remarkable is how he consistently credits others for illuminating his path, building a narrative not of individual genius, but of collective discovery. HRV Foundation, learning from Stephen Porges. Before Lehrer could revolutionize HRV biofeedback, he needed to understand the deeper music of the nervous system. His early collaboration with Stephen Porges provided this foundation. Porges, whose polyvagal theory would later transform trauma treatment worldwide, introduced Lehrer to a radical reconceptualization of the vagus nerve. Rather than seeing it as a single break on arousal, Porges revealed multiple vagal circuits, each supporting different aspects of emotional and physiological regulation. This collaboration taught Lehrer to see respiratory sinus arrhythmia, RSA, not as mere noise in cardiac recordings, but as a meaningful signal of parasympathetic health. Porges demonstrated to him that the rhythmic dance of heart rate with breathing reflected the sophisticated evolutionary heritage of our autonomic nervous system, a system capable of nuanced responses far beyond simple fight-or-flight responses. This conceptual grounding would prove essential when Lehrer later encountered the discoveries that would define his career. The mentorship went beyond theory. Porges taught Lehrer to measure what others ignored, to find meaning in variability rather than seeking only stability. This philosophical shift, from viewing variation as error to seeing it as information, would become central to Lehrer's later discoveries about resonance and therapeutic change. The paradox that started everything. In his early work, Lehrer noticed something that didn't align with conventional wisdom. Nearly half of asthma patients reported that stress triggered their attacks, yet stress typically activates the sympathetic nervous system, which should dilate the airways and improve breathing. This contradiction bothered him deeply, as it should any thoughtful clinician. Through careful investigation with his research team, Lehrer discovered that not all stress responses are created equal. The distinction emerged through meticulous experimental design. When patients faced active challenges, such as mental arithmetic tasks that demanded engagement and effort, their bodies responded predictably with sympathetic activation and improved airway function. The RSA decreased, signaling withdrawal of vagal influence, and airways opened. However, the pattern changed under passive stress. When patients viewed unpleasant accident-related films that elicited discomfort but offered no opportunity for active coping, their physiological responses diverged from those seen during effortful tasks. Unlike active challenges, these passive stressors did not produce the expected decrease in RSA or the improvement in airway function. For some individuals, particularly those with defensive or repressive coping styles, higher RSA was associated with greater airway constriction. This work clarified that passive emotional stress does not reliably reduce vagal influence and may even engage parasympathetic pathways that promote bronchoconstriction in vulnerable patients. This line of research highlighted an underappreciated point. Emotional stress can engage parasympathetic mechanisms that worsen physical symptoms in some conditions. Lehrer's studies provided clear documentation that, in asthma, passive stressors, and certain coping styles can maintain or enhance vagal influences on the airways, contributing to bronchoconstriction. Although parasympathetic stress responses were already known in phenomena such as vasovagal fainting, Lehrer's findings extended this understanding to respiratory physiology and offered a mechanistic framework for why some patients deteriorate under emotional strain. A meeting that changed everything. The turning point in Lehrer's career and indeed in the entire field of HRV biofeedback, came during a 1992 visit to St. Petersburg. There he met Dr. Yevgeny Vashilo, a Russian scientist whose work had been largely unknown in the West. Lehrer writes with characteristic generosity about Vashilo, crediting him as the one who made this method credible to the international biofeedback community. Vashilo's background was unique. He had originally developed his techniques working with cosmonauts, helping them maintain cardiovascular fitness during extended space missions. His approach was grounded in physics and engineering as much as physiology, bringing a systems perspective that would prove revolutionary. Vashilo didn't just study the heart. He studied the entire cardiovascular system as an integrated control loop with predictable resonance properties. During their first meeting, Vashilo demonstrated an approach that was unlike anything Lehrer had seen in Western laboratories. Participants sat before a computer screen that displayed a simple sine wave at a fixed target frequency. They were asked to make their heart rate oscillations follow the up and down pattern of this wave, without being told what physiological processes the task engaged or how to influence them. The striking observation was that large, coherent oscillations, sometimes exceeding 60 beats per minute peak to trough, emerged only when the imposed sine wave frequency happened to match the individual's natural cardiovascular resonance. This phenomenon, which emerged spontaneously without instruction, convinced Lehrer that Vashilo had uncovered an exceptionally powerful physiological principle. The collaboration that followed was remarkable for its mutual respect and complementary strengths. Vashilo brought decades of research from behind the Iron Curtain, including sophisticated mathematical models of cardiovascular dynamics. Lehrer brought Western scientific rigor, clinical connections, and the ability to translate these discoveries for Western medicine. Together with Vashilo's wife, Dr. Branya Vashilo, also an accomplished researcher, they formed a team that would unlock the therapeutic potential of cardiovascular resonance. The physics of physiology, understanding resonance. Think of resonance like pushing a child on a swing. Push at just the right moment, matching the swing's natural rhythm, and you can send them soaring with minimal effort. Push at the wrong time, and you'll struggle to create any momentum at all. Our cardiovascular system functions in a similar manner. When we breathe at our personal resonance frequency, we create powerful, health-promoting oscillations throughout our entire cardiovascular system. The Vashilos taught Lehrer that this wasn't just a metaphor, but precise physics applied to physiology. The baroreflex, our body's rapid response system for regulating blood pressure, has an inherent delay of approximately 5 seconds between detecting a pressure change and implementing the corrective heart rate response. This delay, combined with the elastic properties of blood vessels and the inertia of blood flow, creates a system capable of resonance. Working together, the team mapped these dynamics with unprecedented precision. They discovered that at the resonance frequency, multiple physiological rhythms align in a spectacular choreography. Breathing and heart rate rise and fall together at a zero-degree phase relationship, meaning perfect synchrony. Meanwhile, heart rate and blood pressure oscillate at a 180-degree phase difference, each rising as the other falls. This precise relationship occurs at no other breathing rate, a finding Lehrer emphasized repeatedly in his papers. The elegant dance of heart and breath. What made this discovery particularly meaningful was its health implications. The baroreflex isn't just a blood pressure regulator. It's a fundamental organizing principle of autonomic function. By breathing at resonance frequency, people essentially exercise this crucial reflex, making it stronger and more responsive over time. Lehrer's research showed that regular practice of resonance frequency breathing doesn't just provide momentary calm. It fundamentally strengthens our body's ability to regulate itself. The research team made another crucial discovery. Resonance frequency is remarkably stable within individuals, but varies predictably across populations. Working with colleagues, including Dr. Eddie Vashilo, Yevgeny and Branya's son, who became an accomplished researcher himself, they found that taller individuals and men tend to have slower resonance frequencies, likely due to larger blood volume and longer vascular pathways. The physics were elegant. Larger systems resonate at lower frequencies, just as longer pendulums swing more slowly. Age added another layer of complexity. In younger adults, breathing and heart rate oscillations aligned almost perfectly. However, in older adults, the team observed increasing phase lags, with respiration beginning to lag behind heart rate changes by up to 90 degrees. Yet remarkably, even with these age-related changes, resonance frequency breathing still produced therapeutic benefits, suggesting that the mechanism was robust enough to accommodate the natural changes of aging. Building the evidence, a community of researchers. Lehrer's approach to research exemplified scientific collaboration at its finest. He collaborated with specialists across various disciplines, each bringing unique expertise. Dr. Robert Southern, a chronobiologist, explored how circadian rhythms influenced HRV patterns. With cardiologists, he investigated the implications for heart disease. With psychologist Dr. Richard Gewurz, he explored applications for anxiety and depression and provided world-class HRV didactic training. One particularly important line of evidence emerged from functional MRI studies. Research by Nishiro and colleagues showed that HRV biofeedback strengthens connectivity between the amygdala and the prefrontal cortex, regions central to emotional regulation. This neural signature corresponded with the mood improvement seen clinically and provided a mechanistic explanation for the antidepressant effects observed in several HRV biofeedback trials. Lehrer integrated these findings with complementary clinical work conducted by collaborators such as Dr. Maria Katsimanis, whose studies demonstrated reductions in somatic symptoms and depressive features following HRV biofeedback-based interventions. The performance literature also supported the broader potential of resonance frequency training. A meta-analytic review by Lehrer showed that HRV biofeedback produced some of its largest effects in domains involving artistic and athletic performance. Although the autobiographical review does not describe specific sports or musician studies in detail, the aggregated evidence indicates that resonance frequency breathing enhances precision, consistency, and self-regulation in high-performance contexts. These improvements parallel the autonomic stabilization observed in clinical populations, suggesting a common underlying mechanism of enhanced baroreflex engagement and attentional control. From laboratory to healing practice. The clinical applications of Lehrer's discoveries read like a wish list of conditions that plague modern healthcare. His initial work with asthma patients showed improvements so dramatic that in one study, no participants in the HRV biofeedback group experienced exacerbations requiring medication adjustment during the entire trial period. Control groups showed no such protection. Working with Dr. Thomas Ritz and others, Lehrer explored potential mechanisms. Was it the deep breathing itself? Changes in autonomic balance? Anti-inflammatory effects? The answer appeared to be all of the above and more. HRV biofeedback appeared to optimize multiple systems simultaneously, a finding that was repeated across conditions. Depression studies yielded particularly impressive results. Patients who had struggled with medications and traditional therapy found relief through breathing exercises. The beauty was in the empowerment. Rather than waiting passively for a pill to work, patients actively participated in their healing. Dr. Lehrer often noted how this sense of agency itself contributed to therapeutic success. In studying panic disorder, particularly in patients with comorbid asthma, the team found that HRV biofeedback addressed both conditions simultaneously. This made physiological sense. Both conditions involved autonomic dysregulation, and strengthening the baroreflex helped stabilize both respiratory and emotional responses to stress. The work on substance craving, conducted in residential treatment facilities, showed that HRV biofeedback could reduce the physiological drive for drugs and alcohol. Patients reported feeling more stable, less reactive to triggers, and better able to use other coping strategies they'd learned in treatment. Inflammation, resilience, and the boundaries of influence. One of Lehrer's most innovative studies involved experimental endotoxin challenges, in which volunteers were injected with bacterial toxins to induce temporary inflammation. This might sound extreme, but it allowed researchers to study the interaction between autonomic function and immune response under controlled conditions. Working with a team that included Dr. Jan Hoyt, they discovered something unexpected. Even when participants developed fever, malaise, and dramatic drops in HRV from the inflammatory challenge, practicing HRV biofeedback every hour restored heart rate variability almost to normal levels. Yet blood tests showed inflammatory cytokines remained elevated. This finding was profound. It suggested that HRV biofeedback doesn't directly suppress inflammation, but rather maintains autonomic resilience despite inflammatory stress. The clinical implications were significant. Patients with inflammatory conditions may benefit from HRV biofeedback not through direct anti-inflammatory effects, but by maintaining autonomic flexibility despite ongoing immune activation. The art of scientific humility. Throughout his career, Lehrer has demonstrated a quality rare in scientific pioneers: genuine humility about what remains unknown. In his autobiographical review, he devotes substantial space to questions rather than answers. He openly acknowledges puzzles that persist despite decades of research. Why do some people benefit from breathing slightly faster than their resonance frequency? Lehrer suspects it might relate to individual differences in gas exchange efficiency or anxiety responses to very slow breathing. But he presents these as hypotheses, not facts. How much daily practice is truly necessary for lasting change? Most studies recommend 20 to 40 minutes of daily practice, but Lehrer acknowledges that this duration may be more than necessary or perhaps less than optimal. The honest answer is that we don't know. He encourages future researchers to explore the 3-cycle-per-minute rhythm of the stomach's electrical activity, wondering if digestive resonance might be achievable, similar to cardiovascular resonance. He points to very low-frequency oscillations in blood pressure, suggesting whole new territories of physiological rhythm that we've barely begun to understand. A legacy of transformation. Reading Lehrer's autobiographical review feels like sitting with a master teacher who combines brilliance with warmth, rigor with wonder. His consistent crediting of collaborators, from the Vasconcellos to his many research partners, models how science progresses through community rather than isolation. His work has provided healthcare providers with a tool that requires no prescription, carries no side effects, and empowers patients to participate in their own healing actively. For psychologists working with anxious clients, the gift is a technique that clients can use between sessions, building self-efficacy alongside symptom relief. For physicians treating complex medical conditions, HRV biofeedback provides a complementary approach that enhances, rather than replaces, conventional treatment. For all healthcare providers seeking effective, evidence-based interventions, Lehrer's contributions offer both practical tools and profound hope. His research reminds us that the body possesses remarkable capacities for self-regulation and healing when we learn to work with its natural rhythms rather than against them. The resonance he discovered isn't just a physiological phenomenon. It's a metaphor for optimal functioning, where different systems support rather than oppose each other. The questions that guide us forward. As we honor Dr. Lehrer's contributions, we also embrace his vision for the future. He challenges us to understand not just that HRV biofeedback works, but precisely how and why it works for different conditions and individuals. He asks us to make these powerful techniques more accessible, to find the minimum effective dose that busy patients can realistically maintain, and to explore new applications in our rapidly changing world. His recent wonderings about COVID-19 and acute respiratory conditions show a mind still engaged with contemporary challenges. Could resonance frequency breathing help maintain autonomic function during severe illness? Could it enhance gas exchange efficiency when every breath counts? These questions await the next generation of researchers. Dr. Paul Lehrer's life in HRV biofeedback research represents more than a series of scientific discoveries. It embodies the best of what medical science can be: rigorous yet compassionate, complex yet practical, grounded in mechanism yet open to the mysteries of the human body. His generous acknowledgement of mentors like Porges and the Vasconcellos, his cultivation of younger researchers, and his openness about ongoing questions model scientific integrity at its finest. His work continues to ripple through clinics, laboratories, and healing spaces worldwide, touching lives in ways that even he might not have imagined when he first wondered why stress made his asthma patients worse. For those of us privileged to build upon his foundation, Lehrer's career offers both inspiration and direction. He has shown us that the rhythms of the heart hold profound secrets, that collaboration across cultures and disciplines yields the richest insights, and that true scientific progress comes from those brave enough to question what everyone else accepts as given. In teaching us to listen to the wisdom of the cardiovascular system, Dr. Paul Lehrer has given us a gift that will continue to give for generations to come. His legacy lives not just in published papers, but in every client who learns to breathe at their resonance frequency, every researcher who builds on his discoveries, and every moment when human physiology finds its natural rhythm of healing. Key takeaways. 1. HRV biofeedback works by stimulating the baroreflex at its natural resonance frequency, producing large HRV oscillations and increasing autonomic flexibility. 2. Lehrer and Vasilo established the foundational physiology of resonance frequency breathing, including phase relationships and individual determinants. 3. HRVB improves multiple clinical conditions, with strong evidence for asthma, depression, anxiety, and performance enhancement. 4. HRVB enhances baroreflex gain over time, demonstrating true physiological training rather than placebo effects. 5. The field continues to grow, guided by Lehrer's rigorous questions about mechanisms, inflammation, the breathing phase, and clinical application.